on this edition of Giants Life. Romeo Aquara reflects on his path to the NFL, and Paul Perkins sets the stage for a competitive backfield. For an undrafted player, adjusting from college to the pros provides more than enough challenges. But there's also the transition off the field. Romeo Aquara was born and bred in Charlotte, North Carolina. And now with one season under his belt, he's embracing the pace of the Big Apple, a process that dates back to his days with the Irish.
I mean, living in New York is pretty great. It's one of the biggest cities in the world. I actually played in a bowl game here, I think my sophomore year of college, in the Pinstripe Bowl. So that was my first time in New York, and I loved the city then.
And Giants fans showed some love for Aquara late in the 2016 season. With Jason Pierre-Paul sidelined in Week 14, the former Notre Dame standout was inserted into the starting lineup and didn't disappoint against the arch-rival Cowboys.
Strong formation left. Prescott, play fake, back to throw. Settles in the pocket. He feels pressure. Chase, he will get sacked by Romeo Aquara, back at the 17-yard line, and the rookie free agent out of Notre Dame gets his first career sack.
I mean, I'm excited for camp because, I mean, it's my second year. Expect a lot of things out of myself. Been preparing hard, training hard this whole time. I'm excited to take on a new season, see my teammates. I mean, we've been gone for a while. Grew up watching guys like JPP and Snacks, and just being able to play on the same team with them and be in the same room is definitely incredible.
Aquara also well-versed in Giants history and the players who filled that room before he arrived, especially one from his alma mater, who left quite a mark on the Giants franchise.
I've always been a Giants fan, watching Justin Tuck, being a Notre Dame guy. We've developed a really close relationship. Whenever I need something or need help, he's a guy that I can reach out to. He's always open to help me. He just kind of took me under his wing, and I've taken him as a mentor, and he's kind of helped me throughout this way. If there was one thing I wanted to work on during training camp, it's just probably just being consistent, just doing the things I can do well, and just trying to get better at those things each and every play. And that's one thing I'm trying to work on, is just consistency.
What's up, Giants fans? This is Paul Perkins reporting live for the first day of camp. Getting anxious.
Like Aquara, Perkins is also gearing up for year two in the league. And he has every reason to be enthusiastic, considering some of the flashes he showcased during his rookie campaign.
From their own 28, screen set up for Perkins. Races through a hole. He's out to the 40, across midfield. Cuts left to the 40. Needs a block. He's at the 30. Weaves to the left sideline at the 25, 20, 15, 10. Cuts back inside and knocks out of bounds at the 5-yard line.
Boy, that's a good-looking play there by the rookie.
Man, it's kind of exciting, you know. Knowing what to expect, knowing what not to expect, you know, having a good feel for the guys. Just excited to, you know, improve off of last year's performance. Every day I have to go out there and prove myself. But most importantly, go out there and have fun. At the end of the day, it's a game. But, you know, I'm trying to do the best I can and help the team win.
And he fulfilled that goal in 2016, helping Big Blue post an 11-5 record while putting together an impressive stretch of games in the last quarter of the season. While Perkins could easily bring up his first career 100-yard game in the season finale against the Redskins, it's the team accomplishment that stands out the most.
My biggest moment was when we went to the playoffs last year, even though the outcome wasn't what we wanted. I think that was a huge stepping stone, not only for myself, but for our team and our coach McAdoo. Great experience for us, for a young team.
And that youth is on full display in the running backs room, as five of the team's seven backs are either rookies or second-year players. But limited experience doesn't take away from the competitive spirit across the board.
We have a great room, great personalities, but we're all very competitive in what we do, and we're all trying to be the best out there. So that's what makes the room very competitive. This training camp, I want to work on my all-around game. I feel like being versatile and just being able to help the team in all facets of the game will help our chances of winning this year.
Time to get it, man. Let's go to work.
Thank you. getting these guys right, getting myself right, just having fun.
On the next Giants Life.
What's going on, y'all? Reporting back live. I'm with my man Jacob and Matt Lacoste at the movies. About to go see Planet of the Apes. Hey, yo, Matt, you got anything to say?
Is this thing on?